This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for joining today. Sorry for last call. There was some confusion, but for the today we have the agenda that you can see in the Adobe Connect. And basically, we are focusing for the coming weeks on the draft report and to work on that. Let's first start with the first agenda item, which is about the review of action items. Okay, so we have three pending action items that we are waiting for them to make progress there. For the first one about the discussion on the about office diversity on the mailing list, I don't think we are making that much progress there. While there was some reaction. To showing some support, but we still need to work on more details, and that's why it's scheduled at any other business at the end of the call. The second item, which is to getting a documentation about the global enrollment from Chris. He couldn't send within this week, and so by his last update, he's supposed to send that next week. So hopefully we can get that before our next call. The other one is still kind of on hold, which is about providing more feedback about the global account project. We will send later on the document again, so to get to have the discussion. But I think for the time being, we can focus on the draft report instead. So that's the current state of the action item we have. I think we can move to the main topic in our agenda for today, which is about the draft report. First, I want to thank everyone for reviewing the document, and we can see that we have a lot of comments and already some issues that we need to solve. And I think we can start with those arises at least in the mailing list. I think the first one is about specific text with regard to, I think there was some concern about the wording, and we get several suggestions. I think it started maybe first who raised the concern is Matthew. Matthew, can you speak?
I should be able to speak.
Sorry?
You want me to elaborate on the point? I think. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I have a little bit difficult to hear you well, but yes, we can hear you.
So, do you want me to get back to the discussion that was taking place on the list?
Oh, sorry. Yes, the idea is really to go through those. We have few kind of issues, or not issues necessarily, but some area that there are several comments about. But the point that raises is the one that has ongoing discussion on the mailing list, and I think it will be a good idea to start with that, so we can clear out that and before moving to the other topics.
Thanks, Rafik. I think so. The idea was whether to introducing the definition stage, point, I think it was introduced by Lucifer and echoed by Malcolm about a potential need for balance between diversity and of skills and diversity as a whole, which I personally do not agree with. And so we've had a few back and forth on some definitions and updates of the sentence itself, trying to accommodate for both views. I don't know on which version. There's been several versions exchanged back and forth you want to start with, but and I don't know whether Malcolm or Lucevic are here, but otherwise the other participants, I think, expressed some support for probably even removing the part of the sentence that was mentioning that rigid application of diversity requirements would be dangerous. So I don't know how you want to proceed with that.
Thanks, Matthew. I think neither Lotvis or Malcolm are in the call, unfortunately. So what I think the latest version, the last proposal was by Avery, and I could see some support in the mailing list for Avery. So I think I can share her text maybe in the chat just to make it more easier to refer. I think yes. So I think what that text offer, it's clear that I guess we acknowledge that about that we are looking for skills and diversity, and it's important to not kind of, they are not mutually exclusive. So I think the text, and that's my reading or my interpretation, that it gives it really kind of strong commitment that we really improve diversity. Other, I think, proposal just to make it kind of, you know, aspirational goal, I think that's not what we are really looking for. With the subgroup, I think what we are tasked is really to work on how to improve the current situation. And I see that Avery is in the queue. Yes, Avery.
Thank you. This is Avery speaking. Hopefully I can be heard. I know I've had problems from Iceland Hotel participating. Yeah, I think one of the mistakes we've been making is as seeing diversity as somehow other to skills and experience, as opposed to diversity being an essential component of those and an equivalent category. In fact, sometimes I would actually perhaps think it was an even more important category, but, you know, our role is here to talk about diversity, that you cannot have a complete set of skills without diversity. You cannot have a proper set of experience without diversity. So as opposed to getting into which is primary to the definition of others, though I would include diversity as essential for skills, essential for experience, I would say that the three of them are at least in equivalence. And that in doing the considerations that we're talking about, one has to basically consider diversity and skills and as kind of a set that can't be broken up and that always need to be considered together. So that was what I was trying to achieve in the edit I offered. I think the idea of using words like rigid application of diversity are incredibly prejudicial and are something we should really work hard to avoid. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery, for the comment. I think the text is, the proposed text is quite, fair. I think it's good. I mean, it's, as you said, that highlight that we see the diversity, skills, and experience as kind of what we were expecting here, like say in the leadership and so on within ICANN. So I see also in the chat there is support for that text, but for now it's okay. Judy, you want to make comment?
Yes, thank you, Vrsik. Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Ah, thank you. Yes, thank you very much, Julie Hammer speaking. I just wanted to make the comment that in this section, what session is titled is the elements of diversity, and we're actually listing skills as one of the elements of diversity where that we are seeking. And to me, what we're trying to say is that we're actually seeking diversity in skill sets as well as diversity in age, diversity in gender, diversity in language. So I'm just wondering whether the problem is that we're discussing now is created by the way in which we've expressed what we mean under that skills. My thinking is that what we want to be saying is, and what we start saying, is that we're actually seeking a whole diverse range of skills to contribute to our work in ICANN. So I just feel that the way in which it's currently expressed may have perhaps confused that intent. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. I'm not sure. Okay, it's an old hand. So because that's under the item skills, and we are adding that as element of diversity. So, okay. So I think the added text is kind of response to kind of the previous comment about that maybe kind of created that the whole discussion about that that diversity should not prevail over experience of or requirement. But if we are replacing that with the second text that describing, that we are talking about diversity, skills, and experience as the range that we need for leadership, I think that may work. But okay. See that Avery want to comment. Yes, Avery, please go ahead.
Yes, I can certainly see Julie's point in terms of how this is been structured in the writing, but I think that avoids the questions that people are always and forever putting diversity up in opposition to skills and experience. So I would certainly be in favor of moving this sentence to a different and not subordinating it to this is an element of diversity, because I think that that does become the harder discussion. Is diversity part of skills? Are skills and experience part of diversity? Or do they have to be seen as a set of things that are sort of linked
in a more complex manner. The problem I was having and what I reacted to is partially what Rafiq said, is that, you know, we were perhaps subordinating skills and experience to diversity from a paragraph sense, but the content of that paragraph was subordinating diversity to some optimized notion of skills and experience that was said without diversity. So I think it may be important to sort of bring that discussion out somewhere else. Maybe skills and experience is not a subordinate of diversity in that sense, and that basically it is part of a aggregate set that needs to be met equally. So I would argue that, yes, diversity is more important and comes before skills and experience, because you can't have the skills or the experience without the diversity. But we know that for many, that would be read differently, and that we need the skills, we need the experience, and then if there's a little bit of energy left over, let's make sure that it's kind of diverse as well. And in fact, looking at the experience we have in ICANN today, first we work on this, you know, optimistic view of skills and experience. We want law, we want this, we want that. And diversity always comes in second, unless it's been, you know, indicated by a quota. So we do get a little geographical diversity on the board because of the bylaw that requires us to think about it. We do get a little bit in some of the GNSO stakeholder groups because they have put it in their charters saying you can't have everybody from one country. But or one, you know, actually.
Avery? Oh, hello? I'm not sure if we lost Avery or I cannot hear. Hello? Can you hear me? Okay. Not sure they waved them. Okay. So I think we lost Avery. Okay. So if I understand Avery correctly, she was suggesting that we may move that proposed text, so we need maybe to think where to put it. And I'm kind of thinking here maybe that we put skills as element of diversity, but maybe it's not that it needs maybe some more elaboration to clarify and avoid any confusion. I see that Avery is back. Avery, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I see I was talking away and got lost, and I have no idea at what point my connection dropped, so apologies.
Yeah, no problem. I think just it was in the last minute what you are explaining. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had all this going on for a while. Right. The last thing I said is basically I think the problem is that we're trying to subordinate one thing in a set to the other things in this set. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Avery. Yes, Julie, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. Julie Hammer speaking. I guess I just wanted to expand on why, say, in the ESSAT context, it's logical to regard skills or diversity of skills as an element we consider in our overall diversity. So, for example, in ESSAC, to be able to fulfill the role of providing technical advice to the board and to the community, the ESSAC seeks to have diversity in the skill sets of its members, diversity in the background diversity in the experience. So if, say, for example, ESSAC were looking at the various elements of diversity that were important to it, then the diversity of its skills of its members is an important aspect to consider there. So that's why, in my mind, it's quite logical to argue that skills is an important element of diversity, and I don't see it as one being subordinate to the other, but rather being hand in glove. So I guess I just wanted to explain that sort of thinking. Just as, you know, having diversity in gender, having diversity in language is also important to be able to fulfill that role. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Judy. Okay, I think the idea in what's proposed as kind of additional text is really to, I think, highlighting or emphasize that we are trying to broaden the range of skill set that we should look for. For the ASAC, I guess, even you are looking for a technical profiles. There are so many profiles and different experience. Between a software engineer, network engineer, someone who is working in infrastructure, someone who is working in security, so on. And so you may be trying to get different profiles, not just the same technical profile again. So I think that maybe what the text is trying to highlight, and also that to emphasize that we are looking for the diversity skill set, but also that it's not against any other element of diversity. So they are not mutually exclusive, and to stress that we should put real effort and commitment to find those diverse profiles. So I think this is my kind of my interpretation. And okay. So trying here to see how we can move forward here. Because what you are seeing maybe in the PDF is just not necessarily maybe the latest version in terms of text. So we have the one proposed by Avery. I don't see any issue to put it. So I want to see if we have a consensus or agreement, so we can put that and to see if there are any comments later on, maybe in the mailing list, or if other review the document later on. Okay, so let's put that for now and see if there is maybe a further comment later by those who are not on the call. But maybe just action ahead with regard to skills. Maybe if we can, maybe elaborate more on that element to clarify what's the intent. I don't want to volunteer anybody, but just maybe taking, since Julie talked about the ESSAC experience, if she can maybe put some wording from her experience and understanding here, so it can be really helpful. Okay, seeing that, maybe we'll have to come back again to this topic, but we have the text for now. Another issue that I think was raised, and I think we need maybe some clarification here. It's about the kind of approach to gender, and I think one text maybe kind of I think raised concern for different people. So it's that we are approaching gender as a binary. So okay, so I think here maybe what we should try to do is to kind of we are not trying to categorize people or try to put them on kind of specific boxes, but to allow them to self-define how they see their gender. I'm trying to see what is proposed as a comment in the document. If you can also look at that, it will be really helpful. Yes, Avli, please go ahead.
Yeah, my essential recommendation is that last sentence about a decision being made to maintain the binary approach be dropped. I think that at this point, I mean, the world is very much in a transition on the issue of binary gender versus there being a greater diversity in gender. And perhaps we don't want to commit, I can already, to dealing with that issue and to deciding whether they just list other as some do or whether they go the way Facebook and others have and list the whole chain of possible things. But I do think it's something that we should at least leave open and recommend further investigation on, further view of what is becoming the standard of usage in sort of the more modern, the more enlightened parts of society, looking at what's happening with these things in Silicon Valley and in other places, and not necessarily deciding today that, no, ICANN is a place where men are men and women are women, and that's it. There is nothing else, but that we, you know, basically leave ourselves open to continuing that discussion as the world sort of adjusts to the notion of greater diversity in the LGBTQI, et cetera, world. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. So if I understand you correctly, we can just maybe state for now that the ICANN approach was kind of binary, but what we are suggesting for now is to investigate and see the kind of best practices and what's kind of going on in other area. I recall that when we had the presentation for Ergis, he mentioned the case of Facebook, who I think they listed over 50 categories for gender. So, we just like I guess leave it open and to highlight that it's up to the people to self-define for sure, and maybe kind of I guess maybe we can develop this later, and I guess in terms of recommendation it's with regard to best practices and other how we can kind of include that I mean, and in term to encourage, say, improve diversity. So we can maybe just highlight that in term about that investigation best practices and recommendation too. Okay, so yeah, so let's, I guess, strike that part about that world feedback about minority and so on, and just formally put the idea of investigation. Okay, any further comment here? So I see some discussion going on Adobe Connect. I think there was some proposal for text there from Avery too. So we can use that for the time being and see if we can do some wordsmithing to make it more clear. Yes, Fiona, please go ahead.
I just want to clarify. I think when we were discussing this the first time round in the document we had earlier, it was to generate discussion, and the discussion wasn't conclusive. But at the end of the day, if we can define the element of diversity clearly, it will help us be able to come up with an appropriate recommendation. Now, having sat down and gone through the previous discussions, the notes of the meeting, the input and feedback to the Strawman document, and try to put it together, English is not my first language. And I would really appreciate support in terms of being able to get the right wording so that it sounds correct, because the intent is not to lock out anybody, but to be able to make, when we discussed, we said we wanted everybody to feel comfortable, and at the same time, not to infringe on their private activities, their sexual orientation, that may be really their private life, you know, being able to give that respect to that and still being able to accommodate the diversity within genders, Avery has mentioned, that is happening the world over. And so being able to get that worded properly, I think, is important, because then it helps us on the recommendation to be clear, to clearly word what the recommendation should be and what ICANN really needs to do in as far as gender diversity is concerned. So, yeah, seeing Avery is willing to help, and I'll be looking out for her to send in some lines to help us word that correctly. But I think one of the things that is very clear from this discussion is, as a recommendation, that I am seeing as a recommendation, is we need to make note under the recommendations for ICANN, figure out a mechanism that accommodates the global trends in gender diversity. If that makes sense, I think. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Fiona. At this level, it's about really defining the element of diversity. And with regard to gender, I think the point here is to avoid a binary approach. So I don't think we are going to settle out the list of possible gender because it's something really evolving all the time. But the idea is that I think we provide that flexibility to show that there are different gender and how people define themselves. And just I want also to highlight something. I mean, I heard this several times. Gender is not necessarily correlated to the sexual orientation. We need kind of maybe be careful about that. So it's not our point here. It's just how many people define themselves. But it's not we are, I mean, we avoid that to categorize them, but just allow them how they declare. I think what we also maybe need to think later in regard to recommendation is how maybe with regard to in some cases when it's about appointment, like in, at the NOMCOM or in the case of election, how that kind of diversity in terms of gender, other than the classic binary approach, how that should be handled, how they need to be worked out, and so we can maybe develop later in the recommendation, maybe suggesting some ways to do so. Okay, so I guess just maybe we have that some proposed text to kind of strike, I said, about the minority and so on. I don't think that's the right place for that, but just to clarify that we are maybe acknowledging that we need further investigation there, and something that's kind of evolving and that is beyond a classical, if I can say so, classical approach, a binary approach for gender. Okay. So maybe just I see the comment about that, about minority and majority view and so on. I think those cases about clarifying the level of consensus is really where we have kind of minority point of view. I don't think it should be in this area, but it's really more if there is some kind of maybe opposition and some recommendation or some area that didn't find clear consensus. So, okay, so let's do the changes that for now in that part and kind of elaborate more in terms about investigation best practices, and to have kind of placeholder in terms of recommendation, how we can kind of really cope with that. Okay. So, please, any further comment or question on this part? Okay. So, I hope that we have the note about this those areas, so we can do the changes later after the call. Another, I think, area there was some kind of discussion and comment. It's with regard to the age, because we are talking about millennial and next generation. Oh, okay, Avery. Yes.
Yes. I wanted to comment on that, but I was willing to wait until you finished the overview, certainly. So if you want, I will back off until you finish the overview.
No, I can keep going. Go ahead. Okay.
Yeah. The one thing, I took the comment that Matthew had said is, hey, but what about the older people? And then I started thinking about it, and with some of the people that I hang out with, talk to, millennials are already among the older people. So I'm offering sort of a phrase that says older generations, including millennials, and the next generation. Now that may seem funny at first, but the millennials are older now, and the next generation is already coming in behind them, and they're no longer the youngest generation. So, but I do think that Matthew had a good point. That, you know, if we're having diversity of age, diversity doesn't just mean pack it with the young, it means having a full range. And perhaps if including millennials among the older generations, is too cutesy by a half. We could find another way of saying it. But it just struck me now that when I look at millennials, I think of them as among us older generations already.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Avni. We talked about millennials, but it's kind of maybe they are already an old generation. It's like generation X and Y and so on. So probably a more, I think, neutral wording here, that we always have to ensure that we are including the all group ages and having in mind about next generation. But just to be sure, when we talk about age groups, is there kind of same understanding here when we talk about, I mean, there is kind of clear categorization or not, just because I'm not sure if it's like from 20 to 30, 30 to 40 and so on, or it can be kind of arbitrary. So because it's while we are defining all these elements, I think when we work on some recommendation and to provide suggesting some guidelines or principles, we need kind of to go further on details how we define that. Because, to be honest, it's my kind of personal experience. Even after 30s or close to 40, some people still see that person as young. So it seems kind of really a little bit subjective. So maybe just we can clarify, maybe thinking about how we can clarify about the age group and so on. If there is anything standard designs, I'm not sure if there is something like that. So. Okay. No comment here, so we can just maybe, that's I think quite easy one. Okay, so trying to see other area. So there were other maybe suggestions about moving the parts. I think that those comments are quite straight, and we can go with that. I mean, I don't see any problem with them. Okay. Okay, so there are several comments. While we work on the kind of maybe initial part with regard to the elements and so on, which is more kind of introduction to the to set the scene for our work, I want to highlight here that the recommendation part is really the area that need your input and suggestion. So for now, we just put the idea of Office of Diversity, and we will discuss this in a few minutes. But really, kind of for what I'm suggesting is that please, you can add any suggestion or recommendation you are thinking for now, and we can work out that later. It will be good if you can share it in the mailing list, so you can have a discussion there and try to kind of elaborate it. But we really need to think about, we start kind of brainstorming about the several recommendations, but please have in mind to link that to what we did before. I mean, in the document, like what we defined as element of diversity and so on. So to always kind of make a link between that and the recommendation. So really, I encourage all of you to work on that. Okay. So, we have 30 minutes left in the call, and I would like that we move to the next agenda item, because at least I would like to finalize one item that kind of get it's in hold, which is about the questionnaire. In the last call, we kind of agreed to have a call for consensus, and to since I think we thought that we finalized the document, but Matthew raised a kind of comment, and he asked it for maybe clarifying two questions, so to help maybe to that we can get input from SO and ACs. I asked in the mailing list if we have the specific wording and such as that, and if there was any objection or comment about that, but there was none. So the question I get in kind of state of limbo, I mean, but we have to move forward. So what I'm suggesting, if Matthew, since you are here, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but if you can go back to that discussion and suggest a specific wording, then we can, after that, with the revised questionnaire, put it for call for consensus, so we can have that item finalized. And I see that Matthew want to speak. Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik, and apologies for starting this discussion late. I realized I wasn't part of the some of the calls, and it might have felt sort of as a late comment. But before trying to do an alternate wording of this, I'd like to better understand. I would need to better understand what distinction the subgroup was trying to make between elements of diversity that are relevant versus the elements of diversity that are important. And that's the distinction I was struggling with. And if I would really need to better understand that if you want me to try and provide some wording somewhere.
Okay, thanks, Patrick. So I think the idea, if you can really maybe it said, I think as far as the call from discussion, that you suggest that we put some wording to be sure that we can get input from the SO and AC. So I'm trying to find your comments. So it's a bit hard to do so on the fly. But I mean, if you can really propose some wording, that I think it will be really helpful to move forward for that discussion. I think because you raised it kind of, you asked some question, but just, I mean, I think there was no kind of maybe clarity how maybe that we can find something satisfactory or responding to the concern. So what I can do, I think I can maybe send, okay. Thanks. So you put the two questions. Okay, so sorry, Matthew, again, I'm asking. So what are you suggesting exactly here?
What I'm saying is because it seems to be difficult to make a distinction between the first question, which is asking what do you think is relevant to your SOAC or group, and the second, which says, is there any other things that are important? Maybe we can merge both into one question, which would be which elements of diversity are relevant or important to your SOAC group, and please explain why. And then we have another question later which says, what are you tracking, and do you think it's proportionally represented? And probably it would be easier to read for an SOAC. So that's, and if that's the orientation, then certainly I can suggest a word.
Okay. So I see first or some, one suggestion that we can merge the questions and maybe using the term important. I see that Matthew and Judy, I'm not sure if Matthew, that's an old or new hand. But let's go bold hand. So let's go with Judy. Yes, Judy, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. Yes, I think the questions can be merged, but there would still be two parts to it. The first part is we've just given a list of elements of diversity, and the question is which of these elements are important to your group. I've no problem in changing the wording from relevant to important. But the second aspect is asking if there's anything additional to those elements that is important to your group. So I think provided those two aspects of the question are retained, there's no problem in having it as one question or two. It really doesn't matter, but there are two aspects to it.
Thanks, Judy. Yes, Matthew?
This is a follow-up for Judy. I'm not sure I fully understand the second aspect that you're describing, the additional element. Could you maybe elaborate with an example for that?
I'm just trying to remember. I mean, ESSAC had identified additional elements of DiverseVet, and I'm just trying to go back to my ESSAC notes to see, to give you an example. I'll look it up and I'll put it in the chat. But it's just saying, here's a list of six. There could be more than six aspects. Elements of diversity that could be important to a particular group. I'll go back and check my list and put perhaps an additional example in the chat. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Judy. Matthew, you understand, I think, the intent. So we got the element of diversity we thought that they are, what we are trying to cover, but if the SO and the SE, they have maybe their kind of additional element that we are not covering, we hope that they can suggest to us, and hopefully we can include them. So I think that's the intent. But guess keeping the question separate ensure that we get that. Okay, so Matthew, you added the text to the Google Doc. So what we can do is no problem. I mean, it's better to really clarify at this stage before sending to the SO and ACs. but anyway, we have to go through the plenary before anyway, but to ensure that they can understand our question to so we can get a meaningful response. We can send later kind of the hopefully revised version to the list and ask kind of for a call for consensus. So we can, I think we missed the deadline for the next plenary, but hopefully we can target the one after. Okay. Saying that, so that's we get that action item. Yes, after it's Copenhagen. Okay. yes, Fiona, please go ahead.
Just for the purposes of clarity, I just want to be clear. So we have now agreed that this is what our final questionnaire is going to look like. After we make the changes, we will share it with the rest of the CCWG.
To share it with the subgroup first, and just, you know, we kind of call for consensus to ensure that those even who didn't attend the call, if there is no objection, let's say after we initiate the call and like after 3 or 4 days, we can say that it was agreed and we can send it to the CCWG. So first step, we agreed here about how to proceed in terms of the revised text. We send it to the list to see if there is any objection or comment. If there is none, we can consider it as agreed and send it to CCWG, and I think at CCWG level there will be a further discussion. So. Okay. So let's move on to the next item. So I'm sorry, we will kind of maybe get a few minutes extra if you don't mind. I'm sorry for that. And this because we have this, discussion about the diversity office. And maybe just to highlight that there was some suggestion from Sebastian that we have kind of discussion with the Optman subgroup about if that office should be also among the role of the Optman or not, but we didn't really kind of go further in that matter. So, yes, I see Fiona and Sebastian. Yes, Fiona, please go ahead. Yes, Fiona? Can you speak?
Sorry, it was an old hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. I see Sebastian with you. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Rafik. It's to apologize because I was supposed to say something to this group, but in trying to write something specific for this group, I went to the conclusion that I need to write a broader document, and I am still working on. Therefore, it's why I didn't send specific things here. I hope to be able at the beginning of next week to send to the full workstream to participants, maybe to have this as a discussion item during Copenhagen. Inside this document, I am talking about the question raised in the diversity subgroup, but on question raised in other subgroup, link with ombudsman and with a complaint officer and so on. Then I wanted to apologize for that once again. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sebastian. Just to understand what you are saying, that is, you are going to work on documents, but it's more about the general kind of discussion in the other Optman subgroup. It's not just about this, only about the diversity office topic.
Thank you, Rafik. It's not just, but it's part of the diversity office. It's one of the elements. It's a new request. We have new requests from other subgroup, and I am trying to see if the proposal gets within the ombuds office or eventually for some in the complaint office. The complaint office is within the within ICANN stuff, or if we need something else or organize all that differently. It's why it's more a more broader discussion, but I will be happy when this will be produced to have a specific discussion with you on that issue. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. But maybe just to kind of to clarify for the subgroup, we kind of we have this suggestion, and it's also you can find in the recommendation about the diversity office. But I'm just maybe we didn't really discuss in which, if I can say, which where it should be located exactly, and which maybe division or office or whoever will. We'll handle that. That was not really discussed, but so I think that will be under discussion soon. And I see that Dalila she wrote some comment. Yes, that the recommendation received some support, I think, in the mailing list, and. Okay, so it's permanent structure. Just maybe to highlight, since we are talking about the office, there was a comment about that from Finn, and I think Finn is in the call, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Finn is in the call. So maybe just clarification that it's the recommendation is kind of, I mean, it's really, we are making a recommendation about that we're having in office. I don't think it's, we really move it to the area of implementation. Okay, thanks, Karen, for the remark. So we are not really talking about the implementation and how to be set up and so on. So I think we are leaving, we will leave that to the staff in ICANN how to be implemented. So we are just saying that we have a kind of structure with regard to the diversity, and I think what we need also to elaborate what can be its role and what it should do or what and not and so on, and give all this kind of requirement, but we are not really going into the specific implementation and how it should be executed. Okay, effectively it will be implemented. Okay, so since I'm getting all the reminders that we should finish soon, any further comment or question on any other item that you want to write or to discuss quickly? Okay, seeing none, I think we should not keep you more in the call. I want to thank you again for attending and also for all the comments in the document. And please continue to review the document and add your comments, suggestions for wording, and in particular the recommendations. We need to work further on that area. Okay, thanks again, and see you soon, and have a nice weekend. Bye bye. Thanks. Said journalist. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, and thank you.